Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show.
Can you guess the most streamed song of the 20th century? Is it Mbop from Hanson, Despacito from Louis Fonsi, or Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody? The right answer right now as we get you in the loop.
Papa John's has started selling extra large jugs of its signature garlic sauce. Each jug of garlic sauce is £8 and costs $20. Papa John's says it's a lifetime supply of garlic sauce because you're not expected to survive long enough to need a second jug.
Getting you up to date with everything you need to know today. And probably a few things you don't. The Jeff and Jen Show is getting you in the loop.
Not really.
No.
There was potential patches of black ice on the roads expected for this morning. And in an abundance of caution, schools and government offices are all on a two-hour delay today. But as we've experienced ourselves coming into work, seems pretty good in most of the metro Atlanta areas. And Kelly Cheese, you're keeping an eye on the roads for traffic and everything looking okay?
Yeah, everything's looking good. There's crashes that aren't involved with ice,
right.
But that's typical in the mornings. But yeah, no black ice that's reported. And those express lanes that were shut down as like precaution are back open now. So you're good to go.
And our friend Natalie Dale at the Georgia DOT said this about the brine trucks.
We've got all of our brine units leaving to head out to the Bryan Metro Area Interstate. So as it gets below freezing tonight, you want to continue to stay off the road as we're going to experience black ice throughout our roadways. These guys are out there doing their job of keeping as much off the pavement as possible. Wait to go to work if you can. Telework if you can. A lot of schools are delayed.
And yep.
Womp womp. I kind of feel like it's an episode of The Office, you know?
Like
everybody's overprepared. Like, buckle down, people.
Well, with Snowmageddon years ago, nobody wants a repeat of that. But the temperatures just didn't drop quite as low as was expected overnight. So it should be fine making your way in. And hopefully if, you know, schools are on a delay, then maybe you get a little bit of extra, like, chill time.
Right? Yeah, that's what all the parents are saying, Jen.
Yeah. Struggle is real. That's for sure. All right, Atlanta United.
Your optimism, though, is adorable.
Atlanta United in the victory parade and pep rally packed the streets of downtown Atlanta yesterday. Producer Janine, your thoughts from headed to the pep rally?
It was so much fun. I got to be up in the front near the stage with all the people doing all the chants, and it was like, everyone's alive. Everyone's feeling it. I love being a part of the fan base for Atlanta United. They're crazy.
And Jeff, what was your thoughts on it?
You know what? Much respect to all you hardcore fans who went out there in the cold and the rain and stayed beginning to end.
Gross outside. It was gross for the game. On Saturday, it was pouring, getting in and out of the game. And then it was so gross yesterday, but that did not hold back fans from going out to support their team, MLS champions Atlanta United. And Jeff and I were able to make it backstage and hang out with Arthur and Angie Blank and talk to them about what the fans mean to them and what it means to the team.
The fans have been unbelievable. They are largely accountable for the kind of results we've had this year throughout the year, not just here at home. Home record has been unbelievable, but they've traveled. And you can always feel their presence. You always feel their energy. It makes a huge difference to our players. The players will be the very first to tell you that.
And you could feel that from the players yesterday on stage, just as excited as they were and feeling that energy from the fans. It was really amazing.
They kept coming back up on the platform and taking selfies with all of us and holding up the cup, trophy, whatever it is.
All the sporty things.
All the sporty things. I just know I like being a fan.
Good job being sporty.
Thanks.
so exciting. All right. But not so good news. Atlanta is now number one on a list. We don't want to be number one on the most expensive commute in the country.
Because of like gas prices or what is that?
Yes.
Or the length of the commute plus the gas prices?
All of the above. All the different factors are computed for this daily commute costing big bucks over time. They say over your lifetime. So they measured how much you spend on vehicle operating costs, how many miles commuters drive during their lifetime. And they say you can expect to spend over $182,000.
Oh, you know how many tires I've popped in Atlanta because of the plates they put down over potholes? After you've hit the pothole so many times, your tire's got bubbles in it. And then you hit the plate and it pops. And then you can't buy with just one tire. You got to buy two or buy three and get one free or whatever. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you're feeling it, Kelly Cheese, but it's true. We are the number one most expensive commute in the country.
Hey, who wants to break it to her that the broken tires are her fault and not the...
No, the potholes are not my fault.
I'm with Kelly on this. Some of those potholes are like deep enough to swim in. Like,
they can't handle it. They kind of creep up on you quick.
Yes.
They can catch you by surprise.
And then they just throw a plate over it. Just a big metal plate.
For like 2 months, too.
Yeah. Like, please just fix it. My little Civic cannot take this. It really can't.
All right. What is the most streamed song of the 20th century? Is it from Hanson? Is it from Justin Bieber and Louis Fonsi? No, I just like those songs. Here is the most streamed song of the 20th century. Easy come,
easy go. Makes sense. Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
So Bohemian Rhapsody has entered the Hot 100 three separate times. It peaked at number 9 when it was released in the U.S. in 1975 and then got way back up to number 2 in 1992, of course, thanks to that movie Wayne's World. And so anyway, thanks to a new movie, they say that it is back in the Hot 100 again and is the most streamed song of the 20th century.
And the most sing-alongable song of all time.
Now you can consider yourself in the loop.
Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.